Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. We are currently answering the questions from our listener in our third annual question and answer series. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom continues with his answer. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, when one tells the other they love them and they want to marry them, they show their belief by accepting the proposal. They believe in that person and are willing to trust no one else and leave all others for the joy and companionship of that one person. Now, you see, this is turning from my will. In marriage, the wife is to what? Submit. The wife in the marriage relationship represents the believer. Therefore, in turning to Christ, it is turning from my self-will and sin and turning to Him. Will I sin after I'm saved? Oh, yes. 1 John 1, 8 through 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. I think that's pretty plain, don't you? Now, again, using the marriage analogy. If I give my word to love, honor, and cherish till death do we part, and we enter that relationship, are we always 100% loving, cherishing, and honoring? No. Yet, we entered that relationship with our heart. We did forsake to come to Him. And that's what we're doing coming to Jesus Christ. So, what is happening here? He confronts me with my sin. It will not be until we get to heaven that the old sin nature is done away. Victory over sin in the believer's life will always be according to his or her submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the words believe and faith have the similar idea. Again, the man says to the prospective bride, I'll love you forever with all my heart and seek to give you all that I can. I want you and you only for my wife, and I want to be forever. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now she's faced with, does she believe him? Does she take him at his word? Is it that which will be good for her? She only has his word. She cannot go into the future and see if 10 years from then he's a lazy bum or he's a womanizer or whatever. Now, she can't do that. She has to take him at his word and come back and make her decision based on his word. She must believe him and decide if she wants him. If so, it is faith or belief when she says, yes. And when you enter a relationship like that, it does one thing. It changes your life. Now, you go from the single life to the marital life. Your life has changed. And, of course, those that have been single and then got married realize that that is quite a change, often a very drastic change. And salvation does that for us, too. Now, let me give you a good example of this. In Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, a lot of people that hold to easy believism like to use this passage. And the problem is they stop at verse 9. And so in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, they say, see, it's not of works, and repentance would be a work. We just believe. But then verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto God. Good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So entering this relationship with Christ wasn't, hey, just get saved and live like you want to. You don't even have to pray or do anything else or be involved in anything else. You can just go whatever direction you want to go. No, you're entering a relationship like you would a marriage. Now, if you enter a marriage with that attitude that you're going to run around and do what you want to, that marriage is not going to last. Now, with Christ, if you enter a relationship with him and then you go away from him, he spanks his own. And if you don't walk with him in time, you will find that he just takes you on home early, as we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 30 and 31, 32, that happened when people didn't judge themselves and make things right. Now notice that in both repentance and faith, that neither one is a work, but they both lead to a change in life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Now, in short, it is not a work, but it is not an easy belief system. It's not just saying, I'm a sinner, please forgive me, God, as if those are the magic hocus-pocus words. No, it's repentance and faith. Now, let me be clear. The Lord does all the work. This is more than only a fire escape. When I truly repent, I know I'll sin. I also know, as God's child, John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Okay, so knowing that, I mean, that's just a give me. But becoming his child, I will now have the chastening of God upon me as a father would chasten his child. And Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11 covers that so very eloquently, and I would encourage you to read that on your own. Now, if you're not certain of salvation, why not make certain right now? John 6:37 says, him that cometh to me, I no wise cast out. Revelation 22:17 lets you know he will not reject you. Whosoever will, let him come and receive the water of life freely. Decide to take him at his word and receive him right now. Then each time the devil tries to fool you and make you think that you're not saved, just go back to his promise of his word. Now, one more thing in closing. When I got married, I honestly did not feel married that first month. However, I did not go back to the preacher to ask, was I really married? Now, I don't know what I thought I was supposed to feel. I really don't. I thought, man, it's just going to feel different. So I didn't feel married. However, I knew I was married because the marriage license, the ceremony had been completed, witnesses and all. Well, Christ has completed the work. All we need to do is act upon it. Please feel free to email me back if you have any further questions, and let us know if this has cleared up the matter for you. All right, now we're going to go on to the next question in this series. So I'm going to turn it over now to Mr. Banks and let him ask the next question.
This question is from the person who sent our last question. It is a response. Dear Pastor Andy, I read everything you said over and over. I saw the depth of my sin in a very special way. It made me weep. I knew I wanted to be clean and free from my sin and guilt. So on that day in September, I knelt down and told the Lord, I cannot come to him. Please come to me. I kept thinking about his promises, his word, and his power. I realized I'd been hanging on to man's word all my life, looking for acceptance and not finding it. At that moment, I really believed that Jesus loves me. I had such a peace inside like never before, and it remained with me. Then others kept saying to me, "Are you sure you're saved? Have you examined yourself?" People in leadership said I only had an experience. These things have led to sadness and confusion. I want to serve the Lord, but I don't know what to do. I've invited others to come to church to hear, but people did not like the ones I invited. Isn't salvation open to all? Please don't share my name. I called your church and your wife answered the phone. She was very good to me and sent me the Building Blocks book, which I've been reading. Please pray for me.
Well, as you folks can see now in this next question, I tell you, this is something that sometimes happens to people. They make a decision for Christ, and family and church people and all that are the worst ones about coming back on you. Now, this is our last questioner, and after receiving Christ and getting things where she ought to, boy, that she got attacked right and left for it. And so she wrote again. And so here's my answer to this listener. You had peace when you accepted Christ back in September of 2011. You realized you could not save yourself. You asked the Lord to cleanse you of your sin. You asked Him to save you. People, whether of good intentions or not, have caused doubt. Satan will use people oftentimes to do so. But in 1 John 5:9-13, we read the following. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which He hath testified of His Son. Now the entire matter has to do with you receiving God's witness of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now determine first that the witness upon which you will base your life is the witness of God, not the witness of men. You have His Word. And all you have to do is read that word and cling to His promise. And verse 10 says, He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. If you believe on the Son of God, you have the witness, that is the Holy Spirit of God, in yourself. Now the record is that Jesus Christ was God. He was the Spirit. Remember John 4:23-24, when Jesus said that God is the Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And this Spirit took on flesh in order to die for our sins. As 1 Peter 2:24 says, He bore our sins in His own body on the tree. He paid our penalty on the cross. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 lets us know this is the gospel, that Christ died for us, was buried, and then rose from the dead. And now, Revelation 1:18, He has the keys of hell and death that He has obtained in His humanity. They were already His in His deity. He is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6 tells us.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.